Here in Southern California, another large group of National Guardsmen leave today, bound for a one-year tour of duty in Iraq. 600 members of the Los Angeles-based 160th Infantry Battalion said their goodbyes yesterday at a military airfield. Loved ones were proud, and many also angry, that the Guard is being called on to do so much in Iraq. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Before the official farewell ceremony got underway, Edith Montiel grabbed her 4-year-old Sammy's hand and ran out on the tarmac before hundreds of family and friends.
Say, we support our soldiers!
Support our soldiers!
She says every day her husband Sam is gone, she'll tell her 2 children that daddy is a hero.
It's because of him that we have what we have. We're safe, where there won't be that much terrorists coming along in America. So they're there to protect us, and daddy's part of it.
In the back of the crowd, Gilbert Matthews prefers to stand alone. He says he tells his son Mark that he's proud of him, but can't get behind this war.
You know, I just try to point out to him, you know, you got to be safe, you got to watch yourself. It's not nice over there, you know. I don't think no American soldier should be over there, but, you know, it's not for me to say.
In speaking to the 600 soldiers standing in formation and dressed in desert fatigues, Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher acknowledged that many in the crowd and across the nation are getting weary of the war.
But we stand for freedom, and we will lead the world in preserving those values that have been preserved by the people of this battalion and the Americans' fighting men over the years.
For many of the 160th, this is their second deployment to Iraq. Sergeant Rodolfo Gaona will be leaving behind his newborn son.
Say hi.
How old is he?
He is 2.5 months.
How are you feeling today?
Very proud. Emotional. It's good.
His wife, Susanna Gaona, is equally proud, but not feeling as good. She says she doesn't believe this war is the job of the National Guard.
I think they just need to come here and protect the country here, inward, not be out there. They need to come here. They're National Guard. The title says it.
Gaona isn't alone in her criticism. A new congressional report concluded that the current rate of deployments is badly stretching the National Guard. In California, nearly a quarter of the Guard is committed to the war on terrorism or duty along the U.S.-Mexico border. Chatting with the troops inside the base's cavernous hangar, Deputy Commander John Harrell says as many as 6,000 California Guardsmen have served in Iraq.
Now it's much, much lower than that.
So if there's an earthquake tomorrow here in Los Angeles, we'll be okay?
Yes, you'll be okay.
Sergeant David Garcia's biggest worry that his wife and 3 young girls are going to be okay while he's gone. This is his second tour in Iraq.
I feel very confident of what I'm going to be doing over there. And hopefully I'll come home in one piece.
Garcia and the other 600 soldiers are headed today to Camp Shelby in Mississippi for training and then on to Iraq. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.